Okay, Ruth, are you here with us?
Yes, sir.
Great. I've got Matt Harris on the line, and the text message that he sent you, that he sent me, he just said he is calling back to respond to that. But okay, I am all ears, and I'm excited to hear what you've got.
Wonderful. So what we've done is we have basically talked to our attorneys. They have come up with a document that is a release document, and I haven't seen it yet. I'll see it tomorrow. So anyone who wants to get out under the conditions as spelled out by the release document, they will get out. And in a nutshell, that's the good news. So that they're not unnecessarily stressing anyone. However, since I found out about this and texted you, I've received an email from another group leader, very much like your wonderful selves, who are good Christians and benevolent people and are peacemakers and only want the good. They said that Judge Bernie has teamed up with someone else to basically attack CNB on their call tonight. And they said that they're going to try and reach out to people and tell them that, you know, basically give them a cease and desist order. If they can do that in a timely fashion and they don't cause problems, then fine. If they cause problems, then the attorney has advised us that we need to take a very stiff legal position, meaning the following. Our terms of service is a binding contract. Everyone who has been with us, who has donated to us, who has participated in private exchange or whatever, they are completely bound by those terms of service. They are enforceable, and anyone who attempts to break that contract by threatening us to go to authorities or do whatever, we will immediately charge them with extortion and drag them through the court system. Now, I can't tell this to anybody. I don't want to tell this to anyone. But you guys are not just anybody. I will